Blog Talk Radio.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters, family and friends. We would like to welcome you to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, January the 16th, 2022. Now, I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, and I'm blessed to be the woman of God of this assembly. But as always, I am joined by some phenomenal and anointed servant leaders in the persons of Minister Tina Brown, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, and our resident apostle, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. So on behalf of all of us, We would like to welcome you to this morning's service, and we pray that you will hear something that will bless your soul, uplift your spirit, hallelujah, and cause you to live a more abundant life in Christ. So right now, we're going to go to opening prayer, and we're going to get this praise party started. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come now before your throne of grace just praising you for this opportunity to come out as a family and worship you in spirit and in truth. Father God, we just want the world to know what a wonderful and mighty God that we serve. So, Lord, I just pray that you would, your Holy Spirit will fill this atmosphere right now. Use us, Lord, to minister to your people. And may your people have ears to hear and a heart to receive all that you would want them to know today about yourself. And, Lord, we just pray if somebody is listening and they don't know you in the pardon of their sin, that today would be the day that they would change their eternal address. Lord, there is none like you. Hallelujah. And we just want to come and praise and worship you right now. We pray this and all other things in your loving Son, Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank moment. Demanded that I should die. But grace and mercy said, oh no, oh no, no. We've already paid the price. You see, I once was blind. But thank God, I can see. It was because grace and mercy came along.
Hallelujah. There is nothing like the uncommon favor of God. We just want to praise you this morning, Father God, for your grace and your mercy. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we ask the mother of this assembly, my beautiful biological mother, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come and to read to us from this powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince. So please, my brothers and sisters, now give your undivided attention to the mother of our assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Amen. I love each and every one of you. The meditational reading for this morning is entitled, Be Anxious for Nothing. We'll be looking at Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, which reads, Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, saints, when we're faced with the challenge or crisis, our tendency is to get all anxious about it. But God does not want us to react that way. He does not want us to be anxious about anything. Instead, whatever the problem is, he wants us to go to him in prayer and supplication, telling him what we need and thanking him for the answer. When we do that, his peace, which surpasses all understanding and minds from all worries, anxieties, and fears. Now, Pastor Prince wanted to share something with us here. He said, because someone came to him and said, Pastor Prince, it ain't easy for you to say, be anxious for nothing. Try living with my husband for one day. Try disciplining that wayward teenager of mine. Look at the balance in my bank account. How can I not be anxious? Pastor Prince says, hold it. I am not the one who said, be anxious for nothing. The Apostle Paul said it. Yet it was not him. He was prompted by the Holy Spirit. And when Paul wrote that, he was a prisoner under house arrest in Rome. He had been sent to Rome because he had appealed to Caesar regarding his death sentence. The Jews in Jerusalem wanted him to be put to death. You can read that in Acts 28, 16 through 20. Yet under those trying conditions, he wrote these words. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. My friends, if you are anxious or worried about something, remember those words. Let's say that you are anxious about a huge debt. Go to the Lord and pray. Lord Jesus, I no longer want to be anxious about this problem. I hand it over to you and ask for supernatural cancellation of this debt. It is in your care now. You are in charge. I thank you for taking care of it. God is true to his word. As you pray this prayer and cast your care to him, you will find his peace setting your heart and mind at rest. So be anxious for nothing. Let the one with whom nothing is impossible take care of it for you. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially doers of his holy and righteous word. The thought for today, cast your care to God in prayer and find his peace, setting your heart and mind at rest. Amen.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. You don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know the things that I've come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
Pain, the trial.
The pain, the trial God has given.
You don't know.
You don't know my story. You don't know the day he came.
I was at my lowest.
At my lowest. Thank you.
You think you know, but let me tell it.
Life and favor up on me.
God, thank you for your mercy.
God of mercy.
And you love me. Life and favor.
Life and favor up on me.
Oh, how wondrous. God, it's my story.
Life and favor upon me.
You wouldn't believe my real testimony. Can't imagine. Some people, they walked out on me and they gave up on me, said I wouldn't make it, but God broke me out.
All the things I've gone through.
If you only knew, you'd understand why I praise like this. Come on, can we take it up?
Hallelujah. We walk in life and favor, the favor of God. What a blessing. What a blessed assurance. It is now time for us to go back to the throne room, hallelujah, in prayer. And we want you to know that here at the Spirit of Life Prayer, Praise and Worship Experience, that when we pray expecting God to move, believing that he will do everything that he says he will do, and trusting him in how we should do it. We pray until something happens. And we pray with confidence because the Lord himself has said, if I abide in you and you abide in me, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. So at this time, I'm going to ask you to clear your hearts, clear your heads, and put your focus squarely on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords as we go to prayer with our resident apostle, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. We just thank God for who he is this morning. Hallelujah. We are going to go, as she said, back to the throne room of take our petitions, our concerns, and all of our cares to the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you this morning. We thank you for who you are. We really cannot thank you enough. We thank you for your grace and your mercy this morning.
Yes.
We thank you that you are an on-time God. We thank you.
Yes.
We thank you that we can come to you in any situation, any circumstance. We can bring every problem, every concern, because we know that you are concerned about us. We thank you for all that you do for us. We thank you for waking us up this morning, starting us on a new day, a brand
yes,
new
Lord.
Day, in a brand
yes,
new year. We thank you for it. We thank you. We pray, Lord, for your leading and your guidance. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to watch over us, continue to keep us in your care. In Jesus' name, in the mighty name of
yes.
Jesus. And, Lord, yes. we just lift up all of the crises, concerns, the weather condition concerns, and all of these things that we're interrupted by in our lives and the things that we have to face and the unknown and the known, all of these diseases and sicknesses, we give them over to you right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
your word
Lord.
Says that you did not put them upon us. And so we ask, Lord, that you would help, that you would heal.
Yes, Lord.
That you would move in miraculous ways. In the name of Jesus, have your way, God, over these situations. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
The talks about war and all of these things, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask, Lord, that you would step in and that you would take control. In the name of Jesus. Because we know that you are the controller of all things.
Yes, you are.
And so we ask, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus. All across the country. In Jesus' name. Oh, do it, God. Hallelujah. It's not only that America's in trouble, but people are in trouble all over the world.
Yeah.
We pray, Lord, that you would
yes, Jesus.
Change the lives of your people.
Yes.
Starting with your leaders. Starting,
yes,
Lord, with those that are in charge.
Yes,
those
Lord.
That think
yeah.
that they
yeah.
are in charge. We
yes,
ask, Lord,
Lord,
that you would begin
me.
To deal with them in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, that you would
yes,
change situations in the name of Jesus,
yes.
the living
yes.
conditions of your people, those that are starving, those that are without, those that are feeling hopeless today, as though there is no hope for them. And we know that there is. Their hope is in you, Christ Jesus.
Yes.
We pray that many will turn, hallelujah, towards you, God, in these crisis situations and all of these unexpected things that we are facing as a people across the nation. We ask, Lord, that there will be a mighty harvest of souls in Jesus' name, in the name
yes.
of Jesus. And we pray, Lord,
yes.
also that you would raise up, beginning with us, Lord, hallelujah. Strengthen us, prepare us in the name of Jesus that we might meet this harvest, that we
yes.
might be a blessing in their lives, that we might allow them to know who you really are.
Yes,
in
Lord
Jesus
God.
Name, in the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord.
Through our teaching, through our prayers, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Through what we might do with our hands and feet.
Yes, Lord.
Where you might send us. Hallelujah.
Yes, Father.
Oh, God. Use us for your glory. For your
yes.
glory, Lord. Let everything that we do
yes,
be about your glory.
Yes, Lord.
Even the
yes.
more in this
yes.
year, Lord, that your people will take stock of who you really are. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, that they would want to run to you rather
yes,
than
Lord.
Run away from you and reject you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, to stand even the more for righteousness, to stand for holiness. Hallelujah. Oh, God, to be the leaders that you would have us to be, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift up souls this morning, Lord, everywhere.
Yes, Jesus.
everywhere, Lord, in our own homes, our own families,
yes.
Hallelujah, our neighbors and those that we come in contact on a regular basis when we're out shopping and doing the things that we do. We ask, Lord, that somehow they will see Jesus in us in the name of Jesus, and that they will desire what we have, that they will desire you in the name of Jesus. Bless those this morning, Lord, that are shut in, those that can't get out,
yes,
those
Lord.
That can't get
Touch
out of the
Jesus.
Bed, those that are dependent
yes.
on someone else. Oh, help, Lord. Reach down and help them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we pray that you would go into all of the hospital facilities.
Yes, Lord, please, sir.
You know the situation, Lord, the crowded hospitals, the overworked staff. Hallelujah. You know all
yes.
about it. Patients that lie in their beds, Lord, not receiving all that they should have because of the short-staffedness and all of the things that are going on. And we just pray, Lord, for your hand of protection to be upon them, Lord, that the spreading of these viruses will stop in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we thank you that in some areas we're hearing that it is, and some is on the rise. And so, Lord, we just pray that you will get in the mix of it, Lord, and that you will straighten it all out in Jesus' name.
Yes.
In the mighty name yes. of Jesus, hallelujah. We're putting our trust in you, Lord, believing you this morning, knowing that you will make a difference. So we look to you,
yes,
God,
sir.
Going to the prisons this morning, going to the jails,
yes,
the juvenile
oh,
home,
yes.
in the name
oh,
of
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
And allow somebody to speak your word into their hearts,
yes.
that they might
yes.
have a desire to change, in the name
yes,
of
Lord,
Jesus,
God.
In Jesus' name, oh, do it, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, let this year, 2022, be a great harvest. Hallelujah,
yes.
like never before, in Jesus'
yes.
name.
Yes,
hallelujah, let there be a Holy Ghost explosion across
yes.
the nation. Hallelujah, revivals breaking out, prayer
yes,
meetings
Lord.
Breaking
Please,
out.
Sir.
Hallelujah, in the
Have
name
mercy.
Of Jesus, like we used
yes.
to see. In Jesus' name, oh, do it, Lord, and begin with us, in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
oh, God, help, Lord, in the
yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you for what you're doing already. We thank you, Lord, for what you're yet going to do.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, that
yes.
you will continue to protect us over the pandemics and
yes.
anything else that is on the rise in the name of Jesus, because we know, Lord, that as your own, hallelujah, you are going to take care of us no matter what. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You're going to supply. You're going to meet the needs. Oh, God. We just thank you. We thank you for how you operate. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you. Now, Lord, we lift up this month, Human Trafficking Awareness Month. We lift it up to you, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that many people that are not will be even more aware and more concerned and more
yes,
prayerful.
Lord.
Hallelujah, and,
yes.
and even stepping up, Lord, to watch over the young people.
Yes,
hallelujah,
God.
To make
Please,
sure,
oh,
hallelujah,
yes.
that they are safe in the name of
oh,
Jesus,
yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, let your hand yes. of protection be upon especially the children and the youth. But everybody,
yes,
hallelujah, that is
yes.
suffering from human trafficking. We pray, Lord, hallelujah, that you will move in a mighty way in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Father God.
That you will spare them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you will rescue them more
yes,
now
God.
Than ever before. In the name of Jesus, have your way, God, in Jesus'
yes.
name. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just pray this morning, if there's any sick among us this morning, hallelujah,
yes, touch,
we ask, Lord, that you would move, that you would touch, that you would heal. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We pray,
you,
Lord,
Jesus.
That you would help your people to believe. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If they cannot believe, hallelujah, Help them to just believe what they have seen you do. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Almighty. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Let your people be reminded of what you have done for them in past times, and know and to know that you will do it again. We lift up Spirit Alive Ministries this morning. We ask,
bless
Lord, that you would continue to move, that you would continue to
yes.
bless.
Yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. In Jesus'
yes.
name. Those that are listening in this morning, we pray, Lord, that they will be enlightened, that they will be empowered. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That it will make a difference in their lives. And we pray, Lord, that you will continue to watch over us, protect us, keep us in your care. Watch over us in the name of Jesus. Continue to lead and guide. Continue to meet the provisions that we have
yes.
in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you.
God loves me, adores me, watches over me. You are for me. Grace loved me, and it's not what I deserve, and nothing that I've earned. But daily, grace saves me. Oh, but for your grace. Oh, but for your grace. Oh, it weighs me. It keeps me. I'm clothed in it. I'm mighty grateful.
Hallelujah and glory to God. It is now time for this morning's message. Please retrieve your Bibles if you have not already done so and turn to the book of Acts, chapter 4. This morning we will be looking at verses 32 through 37. If you are listening via your computers, you may go to BibleGateway.com and type in the book of Acts, chapter 4. And today we will be looking at verses 32 through 37. Now, as we began the year, we all know that many of us make a lot of resolutions that we don't keep. So, as always, your sister Bishop wants to help us out this year by giving us some resolutions that not only that we should keep, but that we should want to keep. So far, we have understood, we are resolved to walk everywhere with Jesus. We just want to be in his presence, be in his company, be in his care. Hallelujah. Be under his anointing. And because of that, we will have an earth-shaking prayer life. We are resolved to pray and pray without ceasing because we know that prayer changes things. So on today, our third resolution that we have and that we know that we should be able to keep with no problem if we love the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is today I'm going to talk about to you using, once again, the backdrop of the Church of Acts to show us how we can resolve to live a life filled with grace. So let us now go to the Holy Word. The word of God reads as follows. And the multitude of, and I'm reading from the King James Version, amen, I'm sorry. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. For as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. and Hoses, who by the apostles were surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I come before your throne of grace right now in the name of Jesus, asking that I decrease so that you might increase, Lord God, and teach a word to your children about you. Father God, I pray that this message will truly edify your saints and draw the lost. And Lord, I preach all things and teach all things so that others might be saved and for your glory. So bless me now as I go forth, Father God. In the mighty matchless name of Jesus, I do pray all things. Amen and
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Today we are talking about living a life of grace or a grace-filled life. Now, I want to start with verse 33 where it says, much grace was upon them all. So what is grace? It has been called favor that we don't really deserve. And this favor can be with God and or sometimes even man. Acts 2:47 tells us that these early believers were praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. God was pleased with their lives, and the people saw how they lived and loved, and they were drawn to them. When we live a life of grace, we take some of that undeserved favor that God has shown to us, and we pass it on to others that don't deserve it either. If we deserve God's love and forgiveness, then it wouldn't be grace. If people around us deserve to be loved, blessed, and treated well, then it wouldn't be grace. When we owe something to someone, we are not being noble by paying it. We are just doing what we are obligated to do. However, when we live in such a way that God's kindness and favor spills all over everyone around us, that is what it means to live a life of grace. And this Amen. Is the truth of my message for us all today. You see, God's grace finds expression in the way we treat people and possessions. So how does God's grace in our lives affect our relationships? Well, let's talk about that as we look at three main thoughts from this text. And the first one I want to touch on is that grace gives us the proper attitude toward other believers. Verse 32 says, all the believers were one in heart and mind. And in Psalms 133 and 1, this is what the Message Bible has to say. How wonderful, how beautiful when brothers and sisters get along. I've noticed something about people, whether they're Christians or not. People normally do not just happen to get along. Part of the reason for that is because all come from different backgrounds with different life experiences, and we all view things somewhat differently based on how we were raised and what values have been placed in us. What is important to one of us may not be an issue with someone else. So based on what we know, we are pretty sure our way is right. Otherwise, we would probably change the way we do things. So in light of this, how is it possible for people to come like the believers we just read about? All the believers were one in heart and mind. Well, sociologists as well as psychologists would probably tell you that people tend to form close-knit groups based on commonalities. So even though we all have different experiences and ideals, there are many things that we have in common. So let's look at a few of them. We have all sinned. We've all made mistakes. But more importantly than that, we've all sinned against God. Number two, forgiveness is offered to us all, not some, but all, by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And when we ask God to forgive us and lead us, the same Holy Spirit comes and makes his home right here inside of us. The Message Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that by means of his one Spirit, we all said goodbye to our partial and piecemeal lives. We each used to individually call our own shots. But then we entered into a large and integrated life in which he has the final say in everything. So, the same Holy Spirit lives in each of us, drawing us closer to God and closer to one another. And the fourth thing that we all have in common is that by ourselves, we are incomplete. But we are all complete in Christ Jesus, but not independently so. You see, without one another, the body of Christ, which is the church, is incomplete. So it's not all about me, or it's not all about you. Uh-uh. It is about the Lord and us. Together, we grow in the Lord and accomplish all that he has called us to do. So how then do we foster an environment that results in what we read about in verse 32? All believers were one in heart and mind. Think about it. The Jerusalem church was made up of about 5,000 men. Now, how in the world do you get so many people to come together and come together in agreement and unity? Well, it was not without its challenges. We have read about disagreements and debate, but together they pursued and found the common ground of God's will for their lives. So how can we do that without spending a lot of time talking about it? Let me just say that they shared the same Holy Spirit, the same Word of God. They were willing to humble themselves like Jesus did, and they were willing to share their possessions to make sure that everybody's needs were being met. You see, there was a lot of God's grace upon them, hallelujah, which leads me to our second point for today, which is God's grace gives us perspective about ownership. Mm-hmm. You see, verse 32b says, no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything that they had. No, they did not take their very best and hide it in the back away so people's eyes could not see it. No, they got out their very best of everything. And they brought it and they laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, the Bible does not teach against personal ownership. However, it does teach against stinginess and a lack of compassion or actions toward those in need. Part of the outflow of the grace that was on them and the unity they shared was their willingness to share the material possessions and wealth that God had blessed them with. It is important to note, hallelujah, that when we give all that we have, God gives us all that we need. So the key is that they listened to God, and they listened through the power of his Holy Spirit, and they acted with one heart and one mind. Hallelujah. And they responded when they saw that people had a need. And let me explain something to you. We did not just read that the apostles made a public plea to the people or an emotional appeal to demand that the people sell their possessions. No. They just stood. Hallelujah. And let the Holy Spirit have his way. Another sect that lived near the Dead Sea in this general time period was called the Qumran community. The people of this community were called Essenes. They were required to renounce all right to private property, and equal shares were distributed to all members to meet their needs. However, the believers in Jerusalem were not like this. Nobody required them to give up ownership. They lived by the principle of voluntary sharing and possessions to strengthen the unity and harmony among the believers. The Essenes gave because they had to. They were following a man-made rule. The followers of Jesus gave because it was in keeping with God's command to love. So for them, ownership was done away with, and they began to practice good stewardship, which is giving and sharing. When it comes down to private ownership, there is something that we have to realize. However, all that we own belongs to the Lord. If we have been gifted to make lots of money, or if we inherited a large amount, or however we received what we have, we need to know and understand and never forget that it all comes from the Lord. Therefore, we are under obligation to use it wisely as God leads. Think of all the stories Jesus told about money. Notice that he always spoke of someone being put in charge of something. It wasn't theirs to do with as they pleased. They were used to bring a good return to the master who really owned it. Now, saints of God, brothers and sisters, this is the perspective that we should have toward the resources that God has given us. What kind of return are we bringing to God's kingdom with the use of the resources he sends our way? If we don't know where it all goes, that is not good stewardship. If it all goes toward our own pursuits for comfort, pleasure, and security, then we are not being good stewards or managers of what God puts us in charge of. Clearly, we see from the Holy Word, we are supposed to use a portion of it to feed, clothe, and house ourselves and our families. But if we are not careful, we can become like the Dead Sea, where water flows in, but it never flows out again.
Oh,
I've never been there, but I've heard that the Dead Sea is not a pleasant place to be. No fish or marine life can survive in its waters. It is rich in mineral content, but yet it cannot sustain life. I think that it is an apt comparison to what our lives can become if we do not share both the material and spiritual riches God has blessed us with. We need to make sure that the grace that is upon us has an outlet and a blessing for all of those around us. Hallelujah. We read more about money in verses 34 through 37. It says, there were no needy persons among them, for from time to time, those who owned lands or houses sold them and brought the money for the sales and put it at the apostles' feet. And it was distributed to everyone as he had need. Notice, it didn't say they doled out a little bit here and a little bit there. It says that they were given according to their need. So that means that they were made full. They were made whole. They lacked nothing. Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the disciples called Barnabas, like I said, which means son of encouragement, he sold a field he owned and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet. Luke is giving a positive example of how one of the believers showed generosity and good stewardship of what God had given him. As we will see in chapter 5, another couple wanted the recognition that sometimes comes with generosity. Don't we know people like that? Oh, they give, and then they go out and tell everybody what they've done. But see, what they didn't tell is that they lied in order to get it. They were willing to share, but they had selfish motives, and they were dishonest about it. You see, what you need to know is God doesn't want your money. God wants your heart. However, when he has your heart, then you will use your resources in a way that pleases him, and it will most assuredly bless others.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
In our final point, Let's see how God's grace affects how we treat those who have not yet believed in Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 33 says, with great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And back in verse 24 through 31, you see, we have to remember, the apostles had prayed for boldness to speak God's word, and they asked for God to continue to heal the people and to work miracles. Hallelujah. And verse 33 goes on to show that their prayers were still being answered. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. One of the greatest Amen. Ways for people to know that Jesus is alive Amen. Is through your life. It is one thing for us to go around and tell people that Jesus is alive, but why should they believe it? Just because we said so? No. You see, they need some evidence, and your life will provide that evidence. I have told Amen. My family over and over and over again, people will never believe what you say until they can see what you believe being lived Amen. Out in your own life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, what was your life like before you asked God to forgive you and to lead you? Anyone who knew you then should be able to tell that there is now something very different about you. And even for those who did not know you before you came to Jesus, you can tell them where you were and what the Lord has done in your life since you believed and received his forgiveness. You can tell them that Jesus is alive because his life can be seen, personified in you. In addition to using words to share the gospel, we must not ignore these three little words found in verse 33, where it says, with great power, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
prayer equals power, hallelujah, surrendering to the Holy Spirit equals power, obeying the Holy Spirit equals power.
Amen.
The apostles used words yeah. to tell about Jesus, but they also prayed for the sick people to be healed. They believed God
yeah.
to work miracles of provisions in and through their
yeah.
lives.
Yeah.
They found needs and asked
yeah.
God to come through and meet those needs supernaturally so that people
yes,
would know
yeah.
that Jesus was indeed alive. And let
yeah.
me explain something to you. You don't have to be a super spiritual person to see God working miracles through your life. You don't even need to have super faith. Jesus said in Matthew 17:20, if you have the faith as small as a mustard seed,
yeah.
you can
Preach.
Say to that
Preach.
Mountain, move from
yeah.
here to there. And it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you, because why? Nothing is impossible for God. Hallelujah.
For God. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
You don't have to go around trying to prove how spiritual you are to the world. You don't have to go around just giving ungodly lip service with your own motives.
Amen.
You don't have to go around,
yeah.
hallelujah, trying to make people believe that you're such a giving person when there are strings attached.
Yes. Jesus.
Just have
yeah.
the faith of a mustard seed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And watch God do miraculous things in our
yes,
lives.
Lord. Amen.
And thank God, we don't need to apologize for the gospel or for our faith in Jesus.
That's right.
No, we don't.
Amen.
We don't have to go around
Amen.
Sharing the word apologetically. Like, you know, excuse me, if you have time, I'd like to tell you a word about Jesus. Let me explain something. We go around letting people know Jesus is alive.
Amen.
And he wants to heal and do miracles right now. He wants us to have an abundant life right now. He can do all things right now. Stop waiting until we get to the kingdom and start believing, trusting, obeying right now. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
We don't have to go around apologizing.
Right.
For who we serve.
Amen.
You know, as I've said in the last couple of weeks, more miracles will be seen when we are about God's business of reaching out to people who don't know Jesus.
Yes.
I truly believe that God wants us to operate in the supernatural. I have heard my wonderful co-laborers say, 2020, we've got more to do in 2022. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We need to be completely renewed in 2022.
Yeah.
We need to be revived in 2022. Hallelujah. And one of the ways that we keep that flowing is by declaring who he is.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes, hallelujah, I believe that God wants to work in the supernatural. However, unlike surgery, where there's a sterile environment, it might not be the place for the miraculous. Because God may call us into some pretty messy situations and ask us to pray the prayer of faith. Ha! I'm going to ask you this, Lord. We get called into some messy situations, some ugly situations. You to just look at them, you would think, oh, my Lord. This is an impossible situation. But I got to ask you this morning. Do you believe that God has the power to heal a drug baby? Maybe he will lead you to pray for one.
Amen.
Do you believe that God has the power to deliver a person from meth addiction or some other chemical addiction? If you do, it's time for you to start praying for one. Maybe God will call on you to pray for that deliverance.
That's right.
I'm going to keep saying this until they pat dirt in our face or in my face. We got to stop putting God in our little Sunday morning box.
That's right.
But let's take him out of that Sunday box and take him with us everywhere we go throughout the week, expecting him to do something awesome through our everyday, ordinary lives. This is what God's grace is all about. It is favor that nobody deserves, yet it is available to everyone. God wants his children to make his grace readily available to those who need it.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And as I close today, I want you to know we have been called to live a life filled with grace. The kind of grace that spills out and runs over and gets all over everybody that we come into contact with.
Yeah.
It's the kind of grace that helps us to have the right attitude toward one another. And so, and it will result in unity and togetherness. One of the reasons why I love my co-laborers here at Spirit Alive so much is there's no ego to edge God out.
Mm.
This is not the Bishop Charlene program or the Bishop Charlene network. This is God's network. This is the transformation station where you can hear a word with your, that is designed with your transformation in mind. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm not here to make you feel good about yourself. I'm here to tell you about the word of God and how we can walk the way God wants us to walk. And when we walk in the kind of grace that God wants us to walk in, it will affect how we view our possessions, how we view our wealth. And you
That's
know what
right.
it's going to do? It's going to make us go out and find somebody to share with.
Amen.
We see somebody in need, we're not going to stand there. Well, maybe, well, you know what? I'll just pass them on up and let the next person catch them. No. We see somebody in need. We're prompted by the Holy Spirit. We're going to get to moving. My beautiful sister, Minister Tina, shared a beautiful testimony with me. She said, "Sister, I usually don't tell nobody what I do, But it was so funny, I wanted to tell you. I said, okay. She said, here I was, I got out of bed, I was in my pajamas, I ran out to get something, and I saw this homeless man. And this homeless man was just standing there. And the Lord told me to go back and give him $40. Now, I tried to go back and get his man $40, and the man looked at me crazy, and he didn't want to take it. She said, he must have thought I was a crazy woman. But I gave him that $40 because I was not going to be disobedient to God. I said, hallelujah. And I said, you know what, baby? You did a beautiful thing. Because, see, when you walked away, that brother was thinking, if only more people could be crazy like her.
Amen.
If only more people could be compassionate like her.
Amen. Amen.
If only more people would show love one toward another like her. Hallelujah.
Like her. Yes.
Glory to God.
Thank you, God. Because in that moment, hallelujah, she was operating in grace. She was operating in obedience. She was operating in the supernatural. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Apostle Zeta.
Thank you.
Another one.
Yeah.
Always meeting the needs of people. The minute she gets something that comes in, it's going right back out, and God has given her the overflow. She can't get it out fast enough before three times much is coming in. Because she's operating in grace. She's operating in love. She's being a good steward over what God has given her. And she shares it. Not a little dab here and a little dab there. She shares like the apostles did share. She met the need until the need was no more. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Only God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Living a grace-filled life. It's for those people like my, you know, you can just look at my sister, Evangelist Kathy Horton. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When you can deny yourself and care for another.
Yeah.
Tend to another. Pray for another. Honor your mother and father as God has commanded you to do. She doesn't get to do a lot of things because she is concerned about the welfare of her mother, making sure that her mother has everything that she needs.
That's right.
Making sure her mother is comfortable.
Yeah.
Making sure her mother lacks nothing. That's living a life of grace. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
Glory
to my sister, Evangelist Michelle. She's sick. She's going through surgery after surgery after surgery. But yet, she's on the phone praying with folk. She's sending things by her husband. She's sending things by her kids. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
She's sitting up hurting herself, but she's still concerned about those that are hurting around her, in her family, in her community. Saints of God, that's what's called living a life of grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are all of us. I tell you what we all have in common. We all constantly pray for the miraculous.
That's right.
We pray for the miraculous. God show them so that their faith might increase. God touch them so that their faith might increase. God bless them so that their faith might increase.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes,
if we want people to be saved by grace, we must show them what that grace looks like.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
My own mother, hallelujah, glory to God, I watched as a little girl as she marched up and down the streets protesting the slum lords, taking food to families that my dad was representing in court, taking clothes to folks, hallelujah, giving away shoes to people that had no shoes and food to people that had no food. There is no wonder I am a pastor now. I watched it all my life.
Amen.
Glory.
That's called living a life of grace. And that life, those lives of grace spill out all over me. makes me want to be the best that I can be, makes me want to go out and tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord in my life. Hallelujah. Want to stand with the saints and say, we know that God is able. We know that God is providing our needs. We don't have to worry about this little bit we got right here. We just going to share it to the, and all that we, with all that we have and give God the glory. Now, today, I truly hope we are satisfied with where we are, living a life of grace. But I came to tell you, we need more unity. We need more generosity. And we need more witnessing to those that do not know Jesus. Okay?
Right.
We got to do more in 2022.
Yes.
We have to go ye therefore and make disciples. Because, see, that's what the apostles were doing. They were making disciples of those men and women.
Right.
He wants, God wants us to be more effective than we've ever been. We need to pray to God that we continue to grow and we can continue to do more for his kingdom. He wants us to be more effective by his grace. By his grace, we can love one another and we can get along. By his grace, we will know how to be generous and share our wealth and possessions because we know that they already all belong to God. They're not ours to begin with.
Amen.
Everything that God gives us is to build his kingdom. Everything God entrusts with us, to us, is for the building up and the edifying of his people and to reach the lost.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We need to do more than just sing Amazing Grace. We need to live Amazing Grace.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
We need to walk in that Amazing Grace.
Yes, Lord.
Because when we know that we have been saved by grace, and what a blessing it is, then we will also know that we will want to share that with someone else. We will want them to partake in God and all of his benefits. We want them to know about his grace. We want them to know about
Lord.
His mercy. We want them to know about salvation. We want them to know about his unconditional love. We want them to walk in joy and peace. Hallelujah. We want them to be strengthened by the word of God.
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Because as we do that, God continues to bless us. Not because we ask him to, but simply because God is a rewarder to those that are obedient to his will and his word. So today, if you do not have a relationship with grace, because that's what Jesus is, who Jesus is. Jesus doesn't dispense grace. He is grace, okay? So if you don't have a relationship with grace, with unconditional love, with joy, I am going to now turn this service over to someone who will direct you and how you can change that. So I'm going to turn it over to my dear beloved sister, hallelujah, Evangelist Kathy Horton, and ask that she come on in, and she's going to do an invitation. Then for those of you that are sitting in the sanctuary this morning and you would like to have a word, if you press your 1 on your keypad, that will let me know that you would like to come on in and join our praise party on this morning. So glory to God. I'm going to step out of the way and let my sister step on up. Evangelist Kathy.
Amen. God bless you, and God bless all those listening. God is wonderful. God had a plan for us before the world was formed. You are listening to something that God really wants to do for you. He wants to give you his grace. He wants to have everything you're entitled to through Jesus Christ. Now, if you want this, it's very simple, very simple. All you have to do is receive him as your Lord and Savior. Nothing major. You don't have to jump off the bridge or jump up in the air and do a triple flip. You just have to believe in your heart what you just heard. Beautiful message on grace. Just believe and receive it. Now, if you believe it, just repeat after me. Very simple. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me of all my sins and help me to walk according to your will and your purpose. Thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for allowing me to hear this message this day. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you in all things. Now, Lord, from this moment forward, I'm looking and listening for your voice in directions. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you say
amen,
welcome to the family.
Yes,
very simple. You have access to God's grace. And remember, everybody is listening. God is listening for your voice. God bless you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Minister Gladys, would you now come in and pray for the new convert?
Heavenly Father,
okay,
we do thank you, Father. Thank you, Bishop. We do thank you, Father God, for opening up doors, Lord, opening up minds and hearts that are willing and ready to receive your word, to receive you, Lord, to walk upright with you, Lord Jesus, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for those that prayed the prayer of salvation, Lord, and know that they have a covenant with you, Father God, Lord, that they can come to you at any time, day or night, Lord, and place their petitions, Lord, and expect it, Father God, Lord, in your precious Son, Jesus' name, Lord. We do thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And to God be the glory. Here at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience, it is very important to my heart to allow all of the anointed servant leaders that God has blessed this ministry with to have a very short word. So for those that we have not heard from today, I'm about to allow you to have a word. And again, if you are sitting in our studio, or well, on Sunday it's a sanctuary, and you would like to have a word, please kindly press your 1 on your keypad, hallelujah, and that will let your sister Bishop know that you would also like to join the praise party and just thank the Lord for his grace. So Evangelist Michelle, my love, would you like to have a word this morning?
Thank you, Bishop. I just want to say I thank God for the message. I thank God for the understandable message that you gave, and just reminding us that we have been blessed by God's grace and that we should always be willing to share and not be hoarders of our blessings. So sometimes God can bless us, and we don't want to give to others the blessings that God has given to us. And that's not why he blesses us. He blesses us so that we can be a blessing to others. So I just thank you for this well-thought-out message and just pray that everyone will take heed to it and share whatever God has blessed them with. Thank you again so much.
Amen. To God be the glory. Minister Tina,
amen.
Beloved, would you like to have a word this morning?
Amen, amen. That was a beautiful message, and it really hit home for me because I try to bless others whenever I can. And it really made me feel good about what I do on a daily basis and knowing that what I'm doing is following God's way as much as I possibly can. And that really made me feel good. And the message was so good. I really loved it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. We want to thank each and every one of you that are here with us this morning for joining us. we just praise God that you were here. And we also want you to know that we are a family of believers, and we want to hear from you. So we understand that, yes, we are servant leaders, but we are humble, we are loving, and we want to hear whatever God lays on your heart, because none of us have arrived. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It might be you that God will use that will bring a word that will bless one of us. So although none of you wanted to speak today, I am going to continue to encourage your heart and your spirit to be free, be truly free, to let go and let God. If there'll be nothing else, we will now have Mother Mitchell bring us our benediction, and I will dismiss you. Amen.
Peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. And to God.
Let the Church
Lord.
Of God say amen. You have been listening to the Spirit
amen.
Of Life, Praise, and Worship Experience.
Amen.
And on behalf of myself, Minister Tina, hallelujah, Tina Brown, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Minister Gladys McGee, Evangelist Kathy Horton, and Evangelist Michelle Scott, we all pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. You are dismissed. Go in peace, and remember, God loves you, and so do we. Have a beautiful and blessed
Amen.
Week, and be sure to come
Amen.
Out and join us for a very special Wednesday night sex trafficking forum that will be led by myself and Apostle Zeta. We will be joined by Minister Tina, by Evangelist Michelle, and by Prophetess Vanessa. We pray that we will inform you and that you will turn around and share what you have learned with every
yeah.
man, woman, boy, or girl that you know. So you are dismissed. Go in peace. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. Have a blessed weekend.
Amen. Amen.
Awesome. Hallelujah. I love you
Hallelujah.
All.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love
you.
Love you.
You
too,
my beautiful sister.